Amma ba'd, my dear brothers and elders, my muhtaram ustad, Mufti Noman, Wazir Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he said a little bit too much. Allah accept those words that he says. He said it out of husn al-dhan. Allah accept his husn al-dhan. Everyone say ameen. See, Mufti Sahab didn't sit in the chair. He stood because he said, Hazrat is my ustad's ustad. I don't have the courage to sit in front of him. Hazrat is my ustad's ustad's ustad. I thought, Mufti Sahab stood, Hazrat is going to sit, where am I going to go? I have nowhere else to go, might as well just make myself comfortable. And Al-Amru Fawqa Al-Adab, Hazrat ordered, but that's why we're here. Khair. We heard a few places of the Qur'an from Mufti Noman Sahib. We hope we can act upon those words that we said and think about the Qur'an deeply and find ourselves. Before that, I want to congratulate my younger brother, Hafiz Luqman Sahib, for his very mabruk and blessed occasion of this Khatm al-Quran in the presence of Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and also all of the Mu'taqifeen and all of the Musalleen here, Rahmat Alam. You have the sa'adat of getting so many Khatm here in the month of Ramadan. No one else in America gets this sa'adat, believe me. This is indeed something unique. Second thing that's very unique to think about, my dear brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was the one who said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily we are the ones who reveal this Quran and we are the ones who will preserve it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this 1500 years ago. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of this ayah, He didn't say, I am the Hafiz. He said, we are the ones who will preserve it. The ones who understand Arabic a little bit at least, you'll understand, Hafizun is the plural of Hafiz. In Arabic you have singular, dual and plural. Hafiz is one, Hafizan two, Hafizun, plural. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we are the Hafiz of it. And the ulama say in there is a little secret. That secret you can understand. That on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a mahfil. And in this mahfil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the awwaleen and the akhireen, the first and the last. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call all of the anbiya, all of the mursaleen. He will call all of the awliya, all of those pious individuals, all of those who are our own, all of those who we don't know and we know, everyone will be there. And in the midst of all of these people, amongst all of mankind, Allah will call out, where are the huffaz? Come forward, where are those people that when I said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun, they said, Ya Allah, take the safest part of my heart, take the safest part of my body, that part where no one can burn it out from, no one can take it out from, and preserve your kalam in my chest. They presented their hearts. Ya Allah, preserve it in here. And I challenge you, my dear brothers, from the beginning to today, find one hafiz of the Torah. Have you seen any yet? One hafiz of the Bible. Those that say they will give their life for their books, they will give their life for their religion, find one hafiz. One hafiz of the Buddhist script. One hafiz of the Hindu script. Have you seen one yet? But my dear brothers and elders, when an enemy of Islam comes forward and said, I will burn this Quran, na'udhu billah, we'll get rid of this Quran. Millions and millions like this, Adna, slave of Allah, will come forth and say, burn it out of my heart. Can you take it out of my heart? It's not possible. It's the most unique thing we have to appreciate. We have such a deen that no one else has. We have such a kalam, kitabullah, no one else has. For 1500 years, a single dot, a single harf, a single nukta, nothing can be changed. If it's changed, you have three huffaz in between, and behind them they're saying, no, that's not right. This is the right way to read it. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Think about what we have in our hand. We are indeed lucky and we are indeed fortunate to have it. And here, Rahmat Alam, we have to also appreciate number three. Here in Rahmat Alam, I was just here few weeks ago, is it? Right before Ramadan, we had a graduation. We were here a few weeks before that. We had a few other students that were graduating. Every year there's huffaz coming out right here out of Rahmat al-Alam. Yes or no? And each and every hafiz, each and every hafiz is an investment, is a way of income for himself, for his parents, for his teachers, and everyone, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, who supports this cause to make him a hafiz as well. But my dear brothers and elders, we know that this is Darul Asbab. This is that place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put cause and effect. There's a action and there's a reaction to that. We have one thing and Allah puts a reaction to that with it. Here in this Darul Asbab, we have a system. In order for us to have run a hifzhana, we need a place like Rahmat al-Alam. In order to make a child a hafiz, we need ustaz like the asatidah that we have here. In order to have Huffaz come out and ulama come out, we need asatidah like Hazrat here in order to guide them and make them into ulama. Yes or no? This, alhamdulillah, we have to appreciate. Number three. Number four, I want to bring your mind to this one point that Mufti Nu'man Sahib was reciting in those ayat. We said we find ourselves, we are looking at for ourselves in this kalam. Allahumma salli ala. We said we're looking for ourselves in the kalam of Allah. Mufti Sahib, he recited first from Surah Dhariyat. He said, "Kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un." Those pious slaves of Allah, Ahlul Jannah, what do? They don't put their sides on the bistar. Very little. "Kanu qalilan min al-layli ma yahja'un." In the night time, they don't lie down a lot. They don't sleep too much in the night time. Then وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They do ibadat in the night time. When the morning time they say استغفرullah, استغفرullah, Allah forgive me, I wasn't able to. مَا عَبَدْنَاكَ حَقَّ عِبَادَتِكَ. We didn't worship you the way we were supposed to worship you. Forgive me, Ya Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, from their wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for those who ask and those who do not ask. This is a sifat of who? Who is this a sifat of? Ahlul Jannah. That from their wealth, min amwalihim, haqqul lissa'li wal mahroom. In their wealth, there is a haqq for those who ask and who don't ask. Second, Mufti Sahib, he recited from Surah Sajda. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji'i yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'an. That they leave their beds خوفا وطمعا, out of fear and out of hope. They leave their beds, they leave their wives, and they get up in front of Allah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Second quality of Ahlul Jannah, from their wealth, they spent. From that which we gave them, who gave it to them? لِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs each and everything, from the heavens to the earth, from the air we breathe to the water we drink. It all belongs to Allah, and Allah gave us some of it, and He made us like a bank manager. He made us like a bank manager. The people, they give their wealth and they give it to Him as amanat. You spend it in the right place. You invest in the right place, at the end of the year, we'll see what you did. If you did the right thing, we're going to promote you, we'll give your budget, we'll make your budget bigger. If you did the wrong thing, what's going to happen? Maybe you'll lose your job. Bank manager. We're not the owners of our wealth. We're nothing more than bank manager. We're given the wealth in my pocket, and Allah says, spend it here, spend it there, don't spend it here, don't spend it there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives and He sees, and He doesn't give and He sees what you do. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Second quality of Jannah, Ahlul Jannah, they spend from that with which they were provided. Number three, Mufti Sahib recited from Surah Muddathir, going to Ahlul Jahannam. They said that, we didn't used to pray. يَتَسَاءَنُونَ عَلِى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرَ. What threw you into Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We didn't used to be amongst the Musalleen. We didn't used to pray. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. And we didn't used to feed the miskeen. Feeding the miskeen, again, is a form of spending from that which Allah gave me. The food that Allah gave me, Mufti Sahib said, we're willing to call the rich people to our dastarkhan. I want to say, we don't just call rich people. We throw away the food of five people, but we won't give it to the miskeen. This is our sifat, na'udhu billah. This is what we do. But again, who gave us this food? Who gave it to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It belongs to Him. If He said, you won't get one drop of water, is there anyone in the heavens and earth who will give you one drop of water? If He says, I will stop your food supply, is there anyone in the heavens and earth who will give one bite of food? Again, Allah gives us wealth. And He sees that, do we feed it? Do we spend it? Do we give? The people of Jahannam, they don't give. That's their sifat. And then Mufti Sahib recited from Surah Tawbah. He said, the Mu'tadil, Hazrat told us one time that فَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ وَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. Allah gave this kitab, and then there was those people who were ظَالِم upon themselves. They did zulm, they became Jahannami. And then on the other side, there were those people, سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ. They did good and they excelled. And they are the people of Jannah. Who are we? Hazrat said, those people are gone. The people that سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, those people are gone. Who are we? The most we can hope is مُقْتَصِد. That we are balanced. Mufti Sahib recited from Surah Tawbah. He said that وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. They did good and they did bad and they mixed it. خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Rasulullah once saw a dream. He saw a dream in which the angels, they took him, long dream, they took him to a place where there were people, half of them was the most beautiful human being you ever saw, and the other half was the most despicable human being you ever saw. The angels said, go into the river. They jumped into the river in front of them. They came out. We hear this in Ta'lim all the time. And their entire body, all of the disgusting part, the despicable part, the ugly part, washed away. They became the most beautiful. Rasulullah asked, who are these people? The angel said, those are the people, وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا ذُنُوبَهُمْ. Those are the people who, they acknowledge that I am gunagar, I am sinful. خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. They did good and they bad and they mixed it. عَسَى اللَّهُ وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. It is hopeful and likely Allah will forgive them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But right after that is what I want to bring to your attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةِ. Do they not know that Allah is the one who accepts tawbah? وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And He takes that which we spend. Ajeeb ayah to think about. Allah just said, عَسَى اللَّهُ أَيَّتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. It is likely and hopeful Allah will forgive them. And then He says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا. Don't they know? أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةِ. He is the one who accepts tawbah. And what else does he do? He takes sadaqah in his own hand. And Rasulullah ﷺ says, when a person spends $1 in the path of Allah, Allah multiplies it. It comes in the Quran 70 times. We hear this all the time. All the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He raises our wealth. We give sadaqah. He takes it in his hand. And He plants it just like we plant a seed. One poda, one seed, we put it in the ground. And we put water. We make sure it doesn't get too much water. We don't make sure it doesn't get too much cold air, too much hot air. We make sure it's perfect. And we grow it. Hum palte usko. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grows our sadaqah. And He grows it. And when we go to meet Him, we say, where does this mountain come from? He says, remember that $1 you gave, rahmatul alam. That's that $1 you gave. It's a mountain in front of you. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم. The same place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خذ من أموالهم, take from their wealth صدقة, some صدقة, تطهرهم, it will purify them, it will clean them. You know, خلطوا عملا صالحا. How many of us said here from the morning today, I didn't do any gunah? Anyone here can raise his hand and say, I didn't do any sin this morning to today? My brothers and elders, my existence is a guna, is a sin. Me, myself, my existence is a sin. That's my reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one, He looks over all of that and He says, no problem, I accept whatever you're giving. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how He cleans us, to tahirun. My dear brothers and elders, before we hear a few words from Hazrat. It was the adat of the Sahaba that before they went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, indeed a hukum from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that time. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إذا ناجيتم الرسول فقدموا بين يدي نجواكم صدقة. It was a hukum to them, when you go in front of Rasul, then give some sadaqah first. That hukum became mansukh, meaning later they didn't have to do that. It wasn't fard. It didn't stay fard anymore. But this was the adat of the sahaba. Before they got hidayat from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to give sadaqah. Before we hear some hidayat from Hazrat today, inshallah, I will just ask all my dear brothers and elders, on this night that Hazrat said with his blessed mouth for us, that tonight is Laylatul Qadr. We have complete yaqeen, inshallah, tonight is Laylatul Qadr, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr, greater, better than 1,000 months. Better than 1,000 months. They say 83 years and 8 months of ibadat, I believe, in one night. One night, one small amount of sadaqah we give in this night, Allah multiplies it more than 1,000 months of sadaqah. Chance in front of us, Laylatul Qadr. If tonight indeed is, inshallah, Laylatul Qadr, as it said, and we have this chance in front of us, I want to just ask my dear brothers and elders, is there anyone here who can take advantage of this opportunity? Is there anyone here who can take advantage of the opportunity? I hear my brothers and elders, they said, Waqas bhai, if we have our donation forms, we have our card system. The easiest way, my dear brothers and elders, we go to anyone out, anywhere outside, we spend $2, $5 on the card. My dear brothers and elders, we have that chance right here. We have the donation forms, we have the card. We're not doing fundraising tonight. I'm giving you what Mufti Noman Sahib recited from the Quran, not Burhan's words. Not Burhan's words. We should take advantage of this night before we lose it. Next year, I don't know if Burhan's going to be here to get Laylatul Qadr. This is honestly true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who knows five things. Inna Allaha ya'lamu. Inna Allaha ya'lamu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows the ghaib of the samawat and ard. He knows five things with Him. عنده علم الساعة. He knows when the sa'at will happen, when the last hour will happen. And وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, He knows what's in the stomach. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ, and he knows when the rain will come down. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ, and a soul doesn't know where he's going to die. He doesn't know when he's going to die, he doesn't know where he's going to die. And he doesn't know, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا, what he's going to earn tomorrow. I might think I'm going to become a millionaire by next year. Maybe I won't even be here to see my $1 million. There's a chance in front of us, opportunity. I'll ask my brothers and elders in Rahmat Alam, that we don't lose this opportunity. We take this opportunity without losing it. This is an opportunity in front of us. Whatever amount Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me tawfiq, I shouldn't go home with it. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they used to put everything, they used to take their pockets and empty it and say, خُذْ مَا شِئْتْ وَدَعْ مَا شِئْتْ, take what you want and leave what you want. This is yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a chance like this in front of us. Maybe Laylatul Qadr, hopefully tonight, as Hazrat said, we want to take advantage of this. We have our brothers giving out the form, inshallah. And dear brothers and elders, this is a great chance in front of us. We shouldn't lose it. Anyone who can voluntarily say that I can give an amount tonight, that we can make sure that more Huffaz come out of Rahmat Alam, just like we had Hafizab, he led here, right in front of us. We want more and more Huffaz to lead in front of us here in Rahmat Alam. Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Inshallah. We want more and more ulama and alimat to come out of Rahmat Alam, to guide the ummah, to take care of this great fariza that we have. Mufti Sahib said, my grandfather came here in 1948. My son is the fourth generation here. My son is the fourth generation here, and my grandfather came here with a one-way ticket. He's not going back. My father came here with a one-way ticket. I came here with a visa from Allah. I was born here. My son came here with a visa from Allah. We're not going back. My dear brothers and elders, if someone tells me, leave America, go back home, where's my home? This is my home, I was born here. And I am to die here, I have to die here with iman. If your children are to die here, they have to die here with iman. And to ensure that your children here are to die with iman, we have Rahmat Alam, we have Sharia Board here, we have Guidance Islamic School here, we have all of these facilities here to make sure you are here and you will inshallah die with iman. You will have a janazah upon Islam and your children will stay here. They will inshallah die upon iman as well, inshallah. This is what it's for, yes or no? Rahmat Alam is not anyone's personal property, right? Sharia board is not anyone's personal property. This is for the ummah. This is for the community. Each and every dollar you give, Allah will multiply it. Brothers and elders, show your himmat, inshallah. I did my part, inshallah. You show your himmat, inshallah.